ways right here, Paul? You're right, solemnly swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, so tell me from the beginning, as far as when you met Mr. Epstein.
As soon as Sister and me stopped being safe for all these kids to his house, and stopped being safe for, kind of whispering about something, I was like, what are you guys talking about? And I hadn't really hung out with them. I kind of was the redneck crowd, there was a puppy girl crowd. And they were telling me about the sky, and they were going to give him massages, and he would pay them $200 to give him a massage an hour. They're like, do you want to do it? And I'm like, yeah, $200 an hour, let's go. So I think about a week later, I had gone with him. And it was me and her in the room with him. And it was kind of weird because he was naked, but he's like, oh, he's always like that, don't worry about it. And then we just gave him a massage, and he gave her $200, and he gave me $300, and he asked me to come back. So I told him, okay. And I came back probably about 5 or 6 times.
Okay. He gave you $300. To do a massage, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That was about a year ago?
Yeah.
Okay. You were approached about this by
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What's her last name? All right. Let's start back from the beginning on the massage. He was naked on the massage?
Yes, there was a towel over him.
Okay. How were you dressed when you provided the massage?
I think jeans and a tank top.
Jeans and a tank top. At any time did he ask you to remove your clothing?
He did, probably about the same time that I went there.
Okay.
And I gave him a massage and I got on my underwear.
Just with your underwear. Okay.
And then that's why I stopped going, because I started to feel uncomfortable just to keep asking for more.
Okay. When you were giving the massage, where did the massage take place?
If you go upstairs into his bedroom, his bathroom, I guess, there's a big room with a sauna and a shower.
Okay.
And in there.
Okay. Was the tables already set up?
Sometimes they're already set up, and then sometimes when we went up there, there's a little closet and a table in the closet, and you have to bring it out and set it up.
Did you set it up, or
yes,
did somebody else set it up for you?
Sometimes it's already set up when we got there. Sometimes I had to set it up.
Okay. How were you taken to the bedroom area?
Usually would leave you up, but after you were there a couple of times, you just go on up.
Okay. And you went, 5 to 6 times?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Let's get back to your first massage you gave. He was wrapped in a towel.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. At any time, did he take off the towel?
Only when he got up and put a robe around him.
Okay. During the time that you were providing the massage, did he ever touch himself?
No. He was lying on his stomach.
Laying on his stomach the entire time?
Yeah.
Okay. Did he ever ask you to rub his chest?
Yes.
Okay.
But that not the first time.
Not the first time. You just massaged his...
His legs and his feet the first time.
Okay, so the first time, and you did the massage.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. And you were completely clothed.
Yeah.
Okay. Did he touch you during the massage?
No.
No. Was there any massagers? Vibrator introduced into the massage?
No, just he had this massage thing from Bath and Body Works. That's it. Not really bad.
Okay. When the second time you went, how did you, how were you contacted?
When he asked him to give me $300, if he can come back, I had left him my cell phone number.
Okay.
And he called me and told me that he definitely wanted me to come back. And then I went down there.
Okay. Do you recall when this was?
No. I know it started about this time last year because I think about January is the last time I went when I met my boyfriend, and he didn't want me going down there.
So January of this year was the last time you went?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So she told you to come?
Yes, you can give it to me.
Told you to come to the house to provide to work.
Mm-hmm.
Did anything happen during that massage?
No. The only thing he ever did was he carried out my butt. And I told him I didn't feel comfortable with that. And he always said that he didn't feel comfortable just to let him know. He didn't want
to
feel
comfortable. Was that on the
second massage? No. Probably about towards the end, because I was still closing for the third massage. About the third massage. And that's when I whispered it in my bra and my underwear. And then after that is when I started feeling uncomfortable with it, because, you know, he was willing to take that off, and he was, no. And then he never said pressure, but, you know, he never forced you to do anything. So he was like, you know, try to talk to you and say it, and I just didn't feel comfortable with it.
Okay. So you were called both the first two times.
Mm-hmm.
Did he touch himself during the second massage?
I guess, kind of. He would sometimes.
What do you mean?
Well, not, like, towards the end, when I was in my brown underwear, like, sometimes when I would be rubbing his chest, then he would.
Okay. Did he do it on the second time you went?
No.
Okay. The third time you went, how were you contacted to go? Okay. When you got there, he asked you to remove your clothing?
Yes.
Okay. When you say panties, were they normal panties or were they...
A thong.
A thong. Okay. He provided the massage.
Mm-hmm.
And this was the first time that he had to rub his chest?
Yes.
Okay. While you were rubbing his chest, did he masturbate?
Yes.
Okay.
But this was towards the end.
Okay. Towards the end of the massage?
No, but towards the last time I went there.
Okay.
But yeah, it was towards the end of the massage also. Do you have something to drink?
No, I'm good. Mm-hmm. I'm good.
Okay. I lost all my manners from the bedroom door. I'm like...
No, oh, that's right. Do you know if he climaxed?
I don't know. He still had the towel over him.
He never removed the towel?
No. Guessing by his breathing, I would think that he did, but I never actually...
Okay. What I mean when I say masturbate?
Yes.
And climax?
Yes.
Okay. All right. So, each time you went to the house, at what point did he try to escalate more than just a massage?
It would start out with normal massage, and he'd like, he'd sit down, he'd talk to you and stuff, and then he'd be like, all right, well, come here and do this, or do that. Like, if you told him no, he wouldn't. No, he would make a big deal out of it. If you told him you felt uncomfortable about anything, then...
Okay. When did he grab your buttock?
I don't know. When a time just being in the stall, so you can't...
Okay. Did he ever grab more than just your buttock?
No. Because I'm really clear when he did that, that I wasn't that I was very uncomfortable and I left.
Okay. Did he ever touch your butt?
No.
Okay. Did he ever, touch your vagina area?
No.
Okay. Did you ever bring out any kind of sexual toys?
No.
When was the last time you were contacted by anybody with the Epstein?
Last time I went there, because I told him that I wasn't coming back.
Okay, so January 2005, approximately.
Yeah.
The very last time you went, did he continue, like, when you were giving a massage, masturbate?
No, because I was giving him the massage, and I kept looking at a clock on the sink, and I kept looking at the clock, and he was like, why did you look at the clock? And I was like, I don't know, and I was just because my boyfriend's waiting to come pick me up. And he was like, well, he's like, you're supposed to be making me enjoy my massage right now. He's like, you're not supposed to look at the clock. And I was like, well, and he's like, if you don't want to do this, then you don't have to do it. And that's when I told him, I was like, well, I don't want to come back anymore because I really don't feel comfortable. and, you know, my working really didn't like that, but it's anyway. And then that was it, and I haven't spoken to him since.
$1,300, did he ever offer you more money?
No, he gave me money for Christmas. He was giving me, I think it was like $200 as a Christmas present. But other than that, that's it.
For last Christmas?
Yeah.
Anybody to the house?
No. Nobody that I don't know.
Okay. Was there anybody else in the room when you were providing the massage?
No. Besides from Sassy, no.
Okay. No other assistants?
No.
Okay. Did he ever offer you money to, further than just a massage? Okay. How old were you when you first went there? Did they tell you that you would have to provide the massage naked or?
No. They just tell me that we were going to do it myself.
Okay. All right. You were attending?
Yeah.
Okay. At the time?
Kind of. I kind of dropped out, like, in the middle, so.
Okay. Did you ever finish school?
No, I actually go tomorrow for my GD test.
Well, good luck with that.
Thank you. I fell in love, moved to Jupiter, it's gonna last forever, blah, blah, blah.
This is the guy that didn't want you going back anymore?
Yeah.
And you guys aren't together anymore?
It's off and on. We got engaged. We were together off and on for 9 years, so. Since we weren't this great. Complicated.
Yeah. Well, I guess the best thing we did was have you stop going.
Yeah.
Is there anything else that you'd like to add?
No, I actually have some questions, so, like, what's going on with this?
Well, this is an ongoing investigation. We received a complaint, and we're following it up. Obviously, based on the questions that I've asked you, you can pretty much figure out what this is entitled, you know, what
this
is entailed. Is
Jeff in custody?
Not at this time. But this is an ongoing investigation, so I would appreciate that if anybody contacts you. I know that friends have been calling each other and telling them, oh my God, there's a cop here, whatever, asking me questions.
That's big news in this whole town.
Well, I would appreciate it if you didn't, you know, say anything what we discussed. Especially if he called you or anybody else called you. You could say that I was here, and if they have any questions, they can give me a call. Obviously, if anybody from the Jeffrey's house calls you, I'd also appreciate a call back and let me know.
Okay?
Alright, at this time I'm going to go ahead and conclude the tape. The time on my watch is 12:45.